He just said he wanted this shit.
One morning I was high and I was moving my TV and grabbed it and broke it.
What?
Grabbing the corner of it, shattered the screen. Went out, bought me a TV and the boys a TV and a game system.
Mm.
I get back and they in the motherfucking
room. Every time.
They in their room. They in the motherfucking room.
You know what?
I don't
want
these niggas.
Hey.
Whole fucking TV.
Right.
They in the living room.
All right, y'all, look. I got a question for y'all. Coming off of that, that's some black shit. Like, it's Black History Month. We're coming off of the end of Black History Month a little bit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's still in there. We're talking about.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, it's the second half.
Like, it's
second
half. Yeah.
Every so, year. Killer Mike went on the Breakfast Club the other day, and he said, you know what? Let me hear this. Killer Mike said that he believes Warren E. Beatty. I'm fucking the nigga name up, but it's a great black. And he basically said the blacks need to marry blacks. Everybody need to marry their own. He believes in like non-segregation, except for in the household. He believes that everybody should marry their own kind.
Who is this? Who said this?
Killer Mike believes.
Killer Mike.
Okay. Oh, how y'all feel about that?
I ain't gonna fake. I'm already like that, but yeah, at the same time, you can't make everybody. But I agree with him though, because that's how I
agree to a certain extent. Like
to a certain extent.
Yeah, love who you love.
No.
Love who you love, like love who you love. But I feel like at the same time. Like, if I was to have, like, a baby with a white man, I feel like he couldn't teach my child certain stuff because they life is different. Like, life experience is different. You grew up a white man, I have a black son. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? How you going to teach him how to maneuver in this world as a black man when you're not one? Because you don't have the same.
I mean, not to say that he can't teach him.
He can how to be a man to a certain extent, but the life of a black man and a white man are completely different.
Yeah, no, they absolutely are. But, I mean, I feel like a man is a man, so they still have something to offer.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, they got something
to teach. But he couldn't teach him how to be a black man, though. But he could teach him how to be a man. Though.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
I want to know what Don think on it, but I do think that, like, a man can teach a man, or can help aid a man see an example to become an older man, or an example of what he wants to be as a man. But you can't. You can't necessarily teach a man how to be a man exactly. I just think that a man needs to see an example of a man in the household. Like, you know what I'm saying, or just men around, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's a lot of dudes that didn't have no dad at home, and they had a white coach, and that motherfucker helped them learn how to be a man. So I think that contradicts all of that.
I'm saying, like, in certain situations.
It's like how
to deal with police, or how to deal with, you know what I'm saying, being racially profiled, or something like that.
You can't, because you don't deal with that.
Some white men are aware, and they've known black men, and they, like, okay, like, if I'm in Cape Horn, some white men know black, and, yeah, they vicariously learn. Like, they say, like, like some people learn through experience. That honestly, I feel like the saying go, a fool learn through experience, a wise man learn from somebody else's experience. Like, you know, somebody else's failures type shit. So like, if you're a white man, like, to learn about how to deal with the police as a black man, all you gotta do is listen to black men. Like, you know what I'm saying? It don't really take much. So if it's a white man raising and dealing with a black woman, I would think that at some point in time, maybe he could have the capacity. You don't think that's. You don't think he had the capacity to listen?
No, yes, absolutely.
You disagree, DJ. Like, speak your mind. Like, I'm not saying that's a 100% what will happen, but you don't. Alright. Don, like, you think that black people should only get married to black people? Everybody should get married to their own kind?
Nah.
I disagree too.
I think the world is just the world. Love who you love. Man. We fought so hard, right? Some people can just do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So just let them do what they want to do. That's my take.
I agree.
Yeah.
You agree with Killer Mike, Millie?
Yeah.
You kind of. You on the fence or you there? I ain't never seen.
So I feel like love who you love, like, but I prefer. Yeah, I prefer that everybody.
Some question.
That's
why
I
prefer. What's your question? What's DJ question?
We telling blind people, hey, that person's not black. Are we going around doing that? If somebody meets somebody and that person's blind, are we talking to them?
Oh, like blind people?
You love who you love, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that goes into, like, my thing. But, yeah, I don't know.
I think it's kind of ridiculous.
I think that's the love who you love. Like,
dating only in your, that would be.
I think honestly it wouldn't be certain even types of people here if it wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that'd be boring. That's exactly how I felt. Yeah, it wouldn't be certain people.
You wouldn't have Puerto Ricans.
Bam.
Facts.
Right there. That part.
It wouldn't be like.
But wasn't it rude? Hold on.
It wouldn't be a whole lot of shit.
Whoa.
What's up?
Slide on by as they keep going.
What? No, what'd you say?
I'm saying, like, with that force, like.
Yeah. She went back
that
to.
That was my choice. Yeah.
She went back to the beginning stages and how they got.
That's how I was mixed babies back in the
day. Talking about Puerto Ricans, but they didn't ask it. Like, them niggas was raped and shit. Like, that wasn't just, oh, let's make Puerto Ricans. Like, well, we raping these niggas. We got Puerto Ricans now.
Well, I didn't know that it was all that heinous. I didn't hear the heinous.
Oh,
beginnings of.
Yeah, that's.
I don't see the disadvantage of.
Completely heinous? It's completely heinous? It's all bad?
Like, you know, like.
With their people?
And I'm not saying anything. No,
Talk about. It's completely heinous?
About how Puerto Ricans got started?
Yeah.
Oh, completely and utterly, without a doubt.
Yeah. Wait, how Puerto Ricans what?
Got started.
Like how the race became.
How to, with the slavery.
African American, Native American.
African American, Spanish, and
Taino, Indian. It's
considered mutts.
Tainos, Indians, right?
It is what it is. Right. They're mutts.
They came to
they're
a place
Indians,
where they were already
everything
inhabiting, and they pillaged and raped people. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how they came up.
That's how they came up.
He didn't know that. That's what he was saying.
I didn't know it was all heinous.
Oh, it's terrible.
Brown and black
artists. Go to Puerto Rico. They got a whole little museum.
Oh, well, that kind of makes sense for why they don't like this. Because.
Cousin!
First of fucking all, I'm
cousin
a Puerto Rican, so I'm a Puerto Rican. We're mutts.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Everything you can think of.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay. Well, I got a clip behind this marriage.
It's what's spoken honest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
That's not being honest. That's
I
not
didn't the just vote, click,
though. Like. It's what's spoken honest. The only thing that didn't show you Pocahontas was the slaves that he brought on the ship. That's it. That's why I spoke Honest.
You know, my favorite movie in the book. I gotta get
Pocahontas wasn't the Puerto Ricans?
No. I didn't say
she
it was.
She was Indian.
I said, watch the movie. The
she
only thing
Indian.
That didn't show in the movie were the slaves on the ship. They show you John Smith and Pocahontas. They just didn't show you the black people on the ship because it was a kids' movie. Watch Pocahontas.
Oh yeah, they took out a lot of shit in Pocahontas.
That's where it began.
You making a correlation
to
this. Okay. I got you. Alright. I got it.
Millie.
Well.
So, how many people, what percent?
Fundamentally. I got a clip for y'all. Behind
if you break it down fundamentally, 56% of marriages end in divorce.
Yeah.
Like, think about, that's the ones that end in divorce. So, how many people, what percentage stay together for the kids? Or because they don't want to give away half their shit. Another 10%? That's conservative.
Conservative.
But let's say 20% then, okay?
That's at least right.
You now have a technology that fails 76% of the time. That's insane. That's more likely than not. 76%. If I tell you there's a 76% chance when you walk out the door today you're going to get hit in the head with a bowling ball, you would not go out, or you'd wear a helmet for sure. But people just continue to get married. Not only do they continue to get married, there's a presumption that you should get married, and if you don't get married, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
So if you've got a girlfriend and you've been with her for 5 years, and you say to someone, we're getting married, they go, oh, that's great. You know, they don't go, why? You're happy. Why would you get married? Like, everything's going fine. Why would you put yourself through that? Why would you run that risk? If you say to someone, we've been together 5 years, and we've decided we're not going to get married. We're going to move in together, but we're not going to get married. Ooh, what's wrong? You have intimacy issues? What's your problem? We lost 56% end in divorce.
That's
hilarious. 70%. That's crazy. That's fucking hilarious. 76% is a complete and utter fail each and every
time. That's a guesstimation of like failed marriages.
Even if you guesstimated 20% in the other direction, it's still a little more than that.
I feel like the only reason I'm married is
he doesn't want me around. She's got something to hide. I think she wants for a ride. But I keep telling her I'm too experienced to be taking for a stroll. Too experienced for someone to crack a
roll.
Too experienced to be taking for a ride. Yeah, I know it's not my foolish pride. She ate the size of me.
Hey, it's not even a podcast. It's just a real conversation about relative relations. It's the boy Jay Oaks. I got a full house today, man. A house full of misfits. A house full of my homies, man. There's a lot of love in this room right now. Listen, you already know I gotta start with the homie DJ the Chef. If you need something to eat, holla at DJ on these streets. You know what I'm saying?
Look, only.
I got the homie Donnie Darko. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother. That's the Don Dada. Look, I got Trilly Millie in this motherfucker. It ain't a party unless Millie in this motherfucker make it a rock. We got Kelsey in this bitch. K-Wizzle, my nizzle. Look, makeup artistry is done by Kelsey.
Yeah.
If you bitches need some makeup, you need your face beat in these streets, holla at Kelsey. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
Kelsey Watkins on Facebook, on IG and Facebook and wherever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get to her. Look. I got Miss Gladys, never the saddest.
Oh,
still the baddest. No pips. And we in this bitch.
We don't need a pip. Fuck that shit. She's all on her own.
Look, we got Ashley. Listen, it's not her birthday, but she is still the princess, and you must treat her with all of the respect and all of the positive energy properly. Like, listen, if you're not going to come correct and get her flowers, nigga, I don't even know what you're trying to do. Don't even go in the DM. You don't got to like the pictures. It don't matter.
No, player.
You feel me?
None of that matter.
And Real said no. And you know he doing that big boss shit.
Nah.
Look. Hey. It's the homie. Want to talk to Real, you got to talk to me first. And if your energy is off, you know it's a big nada.
You hear what I'm saying?
Hold up.
My boy. We got to introduce Oaks. We need a freestyle real quick.
Look.
Ooh.
He got you.
Oh, Don?
That's what we saying. We got you,
oh,
bro.
Oh, shit. Don Groen?
Yes.
Alright, man.
Hold on. Don't go ahead.
I'm going to let it live then.
If niggas have hoes, they lose hope.
Okay. Keep going.
God made dope, then he made oats.
Oh!
I
told
you what I said.
Hey!
Keep talking about
hey. No, don't be wrong. Wait a minute.
I just signed him.
Them gunshot niggas.
What's wrong with him?
Huh?
Yeah.
All stay open, nigga.
All stay.
Nigga, the commission is bitch.
God made dope, and he made old.
Look. What is number one podcast in the city?
Nigga. You sit down.
Number three overall.
Man, what the fuck is going on?
Chance who, nigga?
That was
hey, what I tell you?
Yeah.
Hey,
that's that pork.
Hey.
Real. Hey, we ain't here today.
I'm about to take you on URL.
You that nigga on tour.
DeMarco.
We ain't here today. Listen, man. Look, I gotta break some news.
Yeah,
it's not even a pop.
No.
Slap.
Sorry, I shouldn't let it rock. But, it's a woman accused of posting her child waxing women in Memphis. A 5-year-old was accused of working an 8-hour shift and waxing up to 24 women in their private parts. I need y'all to react. How do y'all feel? Wait,
I just asked grown ladies allowed a 5-year-old.
On February 15th, Memphis police received multiple complaints regarding a social media post involving a young girl. The account that shared the image was utilized by Moss promoting her hair removal business. It is believed by law enforcement that the business is being operated from inside her residence in located on the 4000 block of Glenbrook Street, Moss was reported that her daughter was providing waxing services to 24 clients over a period of more than 8 hours. It had been reported that the child is estimated to be 5 years old. Jasmine Moss is scheduled to appear in court
my article would be snatching pussies. 24 ladies that allowed this child to wax their
vagina. Yeah, that's like 24.
Women are weird.
That's
what is happening. Like, what the fuck? Was it offered as a free service? You bitches is really that
even
hard.
That, she might be like, it was free. Like, I'm still a 5-year-old.
Oh, it cost. She charged.
So wait.
Wait.
What? A 5-year? Like, how?
That's weird.
She doesn't even have hair. What are you talking about? Like,
that's weird.
Then you're not a teenager. At 13, 14, yeah, you're
that's
starting
wild.
To
I
get fucking spikes. What are you waxing?
I don't
she's
understand.
A 5-year-old.
I don't understand. No,
the
she's
5-year-old.
She's other women.
Yeah.
She's waxing
it's even worse.
Other women.
So, wait.
And
so
they're allowing her to do it. Wait, what?
You
so
a 5-year-old is giving the waxes to grown-ass women like you
she's
and
working
me.
At a wax place. Okay, no, you need to chill.
Okay,
then,
so,
no.
So now that I got more information, like, I'm like...
It's fucked up.
What is happening? But initially, parents try and like show their child entrepreneurship. Remember the little girl who was doing braids? Like the mama was a braider.
It's not a vagina.
It's not a vagina.
Exactly.
Wait, it's not a vagina. It's I'm not saying it's normal. I'm not saying it's okay. No. It's all weird. It was fucked up. But I felt like maybe, I didn't know it was 8 hours a day. I didn't know it was 20 women. I thought maybe she had her do it to post it and be like, oh, I'm trying to teach her entrepreneurship.
It's 2024. You can get hair to grow out of anything. If you want to teach your daughter how to pull hair, like you can figure it out type of way without actually having her use
eyebrows.
Fucking woman's
eyebrows, nose hairs. Like,
now I understand.
It's still weird, yes. Is it okay? No. But if the mom is not thinking like a normal person is thinking, and she's trying to promote entrepreneurship, her angle probably was, oh, look, I'm trying to teach my daughter how to be an entrepreneur. It's gross. It's not okay. But I could kind
of
see if she was, the mother wasn't thinking clearly.
She could have taught her another body part.
She could have. But I'm trying to play devil's advocate. It's weird, it's gross, it's not okay.
Fuck her mindset. I just wanted to be the one that went on record to say fuck whatever the fuck Jasmine Moss was thinking. I don't wish jail on nobody, so I don't necessarily wish her to go to jail.
Or neck of starter death.
But
it was weird.
I wish that something will happen to Jasmine Moss that makes her understand
that shit not okay.
The bitch, you fucked up.
Yeah,
for sure.
And you fucked up big this time.
No, that's inappropriate.
You fucked up good.
You think you're big. Think you're small. Think big, bitch.
She was thinking big. She fucked up big. I hope they just teach her to think smaller.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. Think less.
It was weird.
Big.
I think it should be common sense that it's a child.
That's common sense.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, that's common. She's a child. She's a virgin.
Come on.
She has innocence. You don't
have to be.
Something wrong with Jasmine, for sure.
I don't know what the name of this one is going to be. This might have to do with...
It's going
to
be Oomph.
Okay.
Oomph.
Saw that we were financially struggling. I, 34 female, have recently ran quite the asshole for not giving my husband my estate money when I saw that we were financially struggling. I, 34 female, have recently ran into a situation with my husband, 37 male, and I'm curious about if I'm the asshole here or not. So me and my husband have been together for 8 years, married for 7. When I got married, my mother came to me privately and talked about setting aside money as a rainy day / estate fund if worse came to worse. My husband has never shown any signs of being dangerous and rarely even gets upset. But the way my mom talked about it, it seemed like a no-brainer to have. When me and my husband got together, we agreed I would be a stay-at-home wife. We are both child-free, so that was never a concern. My husband made a comfortable mid-six-figure salary. All was good until about 2 years ago. He was injured at work in a near-fatal accident. Between hospital bills and a lawsuit that we lost, that ate up nearly all of our savings. I took a part-time job while my husband was recovering. But when he fully recovered, we transitioned back into me being unemployed, as my husband insisted that it was his role to provide. He is currently working 2 full-time jobs and Ubers on his days off to keep us afloat. Here's where I might be the asshole. I do all the expense managing, and I continue to put money into my escape account, although I significantly decreased from $750 a month to $200 a month. My husband came home exhausted one night and asked about downsizing because of all the stress of work I was going to put him. I told him downsizing would not be an option, as I had spent years making our house a home and offered to go back to work. He tried to be nice, but basically told me that me going back to work wouldn't make enough. After an argument, my husband went through our finances to see where we could cut back. He was confused when he saw I had regular reoccurring withdrawals leading back to years, and asked me about it. I broke down and revealed my money to him, which now sits at $47,000. After I told him all of this, he just broke down sobbing. His point of view is I treated him like a predator and hid money from him for years, even when he was at his lowest. I told him that the money was a precaution I would have taken with any partner and no specific.
All right, the music is throwing me off. The music is throwing us off a little bit. The chick was married. Her and her husband. Her mom had told her to keep a rainy day stash. You know what I'm saying?
She got shitty.
So
escape stash is what.
Yeah, and. Was a rainy day escape stash is what she called it.
Yeah.
And so she wasn't working. He was working. Ultimately, she like he had lost a job because of an injury. Like he had to like she started working a little bit. When he got healed, he started working again because he didn't want her working for real. But he wasn't making as much as before. He was working 2 and 3 jobs to try to make as much. It wasn't sustaining. He was like trying to figure out what he was thinking about downsizing their life, and she was like, "Nah, like, cause our house, I made it. It's I love it. You know what I mean?
It's a home.
Yeah, she made it a home. She had tucked away $47,000, and she had never stopped tucking away money, even when he was like down and whatever. And like, so he was devastated when he found out. Like, she was asking if she an asshole for that.
Yeah, he lucky like, he didn't kill her.
Tucking money?
Why is y'all married then? If you feel like you
I'm just
didn't
being
get away
with that. That's,
stash,
a, that's, a, that's a, on the first 48.
If she was putting the money and she could
she,
save
she'll be great. It's
she
a
she it wouldn't give her. It to them.
It was for her. In this case, they was divorced.
So she never or brought it to the table like we struggling. This
and no, 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 no. When they were down, she was still taking from them for her rainy day stash.
Ooh.
And like, she never stopped taking for the rainy day stash.
So, but she wasn't working at first, right?
She wasn't working at first.
So that means she was taking.
She was taking then. when she was taking their money because they're married.
They married.
But why couldn't he downsize?
That's why I'm not getting married.
Because she loved the home and it took her years to. Well, you know.
She's a bitch.
She's a crazy.
This is a bitch move.
But then wait, no. Offered to go to work to contribute. Why?
But you got $47,000 saved, and I need your help. No.
She was using
that money.
Touche. Touche.
I'm at least breaking you off half. Like I said.
You got this marriage to connive with me, Loki.
Fuck, got it.
I'm like a tool that you want to
do. She should have offered some of it. Thanks. Maybe not her whole rainy day escape stash, but if they're struggling, she should have gave what they needed to get out of the hole.
That's what she's doing, though.
She didn't offer any of it. She's not offering up anything. She had $47,000
for her.
Says she.
And she
tucked away from his payments and probably some of hers for the time that she was working, and maybe some of his. I don't know. She said she dropped from $750 to $200 when he was like hurt. You know what I'm saying? From what she was taking for her rainy day stash. And then ultimately he was hurt, and he like when he found out that she had $47,000 tucked away. He was hurt because she wouldn't help them with it. He went to go stay with his brother. Well, he just got injured at work. I won't say he almost
said
died.
A near fatal accident. That's what she said. I would have killed that bitch.
So I'm going to tell him. All right, and then he went to his brother's house to stay. Her mom said, this is what the rainy day stash is for.
Yeah, she's dead. Bye-bye, bro.
What?
Oh, so smooth. I'm going to jail.
I don't kill her. I'm in this show. Allegedly. These niggas is talking allegedly.
No, I'm not. I'm being
real. Girl's not serious. He's joking. You got to see his face, y'all.
Of course, allegedly.
Yeah, this is all allegedly. These are like hypotheticals.
Bye-bye, bro.
She got to die. That's why.
But I'll just play, y'all.
That's wild. She foul as fuck. I feel like she should have gave some of it to get them out of that hole. She should have offered that, but I don't feel like she should have gave him her whole rainy day stash.
Why though? So what's you getting married for? This like you already know y'all about to get married.
That's not my case. That's not my case. No, not we already know. But life happens. Things change. People change.
Only for you though.
Wait. Let her finish.
All right. Life happens. Things change. People change. Should she have kept the whole thing? Should she have kept putting up money when he was down and sick? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying her just, if her whole rainy day stash was not necessary, she should not have given her whole rainy day stash. She should have given what was needed to get them out of the hole and make them comfortable.
But my question is, why do you have a rainy day stash just in case?
Because
you
people change, life happens, things
happen. We should have got married then.
No. You get married, people change things.
So what the man get? Because at the end, we get divorced.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying? Do you agree with me?
Protect yourself and cover yourself in case the marriage fails. I'm with that.
So you might as well not even get married.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm going to get married, but I'm going to say something just in case
you don't want to be asked out. He was the sole provider. Like, she wasn't working. She had no money. So no, don't. If that fails and this man leaves or cheats on you, you do not be out on your ass and I have nothing put up to protect yourself. Hell no.
But even if we divorce, you still got half of that 47 you got plus what I got. You still get half of everything. Oh. So what? If a nigga get divorced, you don't get nothing. What's not guaranteed?
That's not guaranteed.
Why ain't it?
Even if it's guaranteed, because
it doesn't matter. It's not guaranteed. Look, I am all for participating and supporting the spouse. There's nothing wrong with your spouse having a stash, whether they know about it or not.
Yeah, I feel like they should know about it.
Why not?
I feel like they should. It should be a mutual.
As for whether you use it for that reason, I don't see why she shouldn't have used it for that reason. Because that's her man. That's her. Like, why not?
All of it?
Right. No, you shouldn't use all of it because you have to think about the future. Mm-hmm. The future still exists. It's going to happen. Whether you're in it or not, she should support him in every shape or form. But not all of it.
I'm just.
Her task is If it's more than what you can actually handle, then try to figure it out. Get some contributions from the family. Get some contributions from the friends. Like, because there's people there.
So when you get married,
the only way a nigga should even know about her stash is if it's in a prenup and he can't touch it if they get divorced.
But still, at the end of the day, even if we was to get divorced, you still got your stash plus half of what I got, though. Mm.
But you're aware of it. In my case, you're aware of my stash.
He wasn't aware of the stash.
Even if he ain't aware of the stash.
He wasn't aware.
Well,
47,000 plus half of what I got.
Can I ask a question?
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with the. Can I ask a question to the room?
Can I ask a question that we all have to answer before we jump off the deep end?
Yeah.
Okay.
Real. How do you feel about your wife or a wife having a stash? Do you think that she should have a stash? Yes or no?
She can have a stash for sure.
Okay. Like the rainy day said. Okay, cool. Millie.
But to get a waste that like this is a divorce stash type shit?
Well, that's what the stash is, the rainy day stash.
Okay, so I'm not getting married, cuz.
All right. Millie. Do you think that a woman deserves the rainy day stash?
I think as long as everyone is knowledgeable of said stash, it's totally okay.
Yes, you think a woman deserves a rainy day stash?
Sure.
Man, all women.
Okay, wait a second. DJ, do you think a woman deserves a rainy day stash?
Mm-hmm. No, like I said, as long as they know about it.
Yes. Instantly.
Are we still? Is this under the pretenses that the man is providing the rainy day stash?
I say yeah, but he giving you this cheese though.
This is under a pretense. It's that their cheese. They're married. Doing something.
It's their cheese.
They're married. It's not his cheese. The side and never said nothing
or something. Right. Wait, hold on.
That's the point.
Stop for a second. What are you saying?
I thought the little clip was that she was holding this. She was doing this money. Putting this money to the side. Right, a stash, like, and not telling him, so he's unaware that she's putting this money to the side.
That's what I think a stash is. I don't understand why everybody...
I just think it's money to the side. Just something that's not incorporated in the family funds or something. A stash. Like, ooh, I put that over. Ooh.
Right, and we're under the pretenses that the man is providing the money for the family, and she's taking money and putting it in a stash.
Because she's not working.
What? For a second.
Okay.
But that's the pretense that we're under. Okay, so DJ. Like, you... DJ, you're still on board with the woman deserves a stash.
Okay, so here's what I used to do when I was married. I didn't have a bank account. My entire check...
DJ, can you please give me a yes or no? I really just want the yes or no so I can go around the room.
Yes.
Don.
Under those circumstances, no.
Thank you. Kelsey, wait, stop for a second. Kelsey.
I feel like yes.
Ashley. Under the circumstances...
Under the circumstances, no.
The dude is working and the woman is not... And he doesn't know that she's taking money for the stash.
No.
That's grimy.
That is grimy if he doesn't know about it.
Oh, goodness.
Gratis.
She's so
confused. I'm not for her taking it without him knowing. I'm sorry.
I'm also not for taking money without him knowing. I don't... Okay, now... Who had the biggest, like, you know what I'm saying?
I can elaborate, though.
Y'all went back and forth a lot on this.
What if it was reversed, though? What if you was the provider and I'm sitting at the house taking your money, $47,000, waiting on us to break up? Not waiting on us, but say something happened. I can leave with 47 bands plus half of your shit.
And the woman is the sole provider. The woman is paying, like, and you don't have a job. And you're not working.
I ain't told her shit.
And you're not working, though.
You're wrong. If you didn't tell her
the only way it should be communicated is if it's in a prenup. That's the only way it should be communicated.
No!
All right, I disagree. You don't have to respond to the prenup. What do you think about, like, a dude that doesn't work And the woman works, like, and he's the stay-at-home dad, and he was, yeah, and he was doing the ass, he was taking care of the accounts, and he took money for him, his rainy day
sales. Okay, there's nothing wrong with protecting yourself, but make it aware. You need to communicate that. There's nothing wrong.
Okay, can I ask you?
I don't think there's anything, like, you should be able to have a backup. You should have a
stash. Let's say no prenup. We're not...
I'm not even talking about prenup. I don't care about prenup. I'm talking about just a stash. You have a stash, but you're taking money. Like, it's okay to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But communicate that. Like, make me aware. I'm aware.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask another question for the room? It's not an escape fund no more. Can I ask another question for the room?
It's not an escape fund no more.
Okay. If you're getting married... Why do you need an escape fund?
That's what I said.
It's not an escape fund. The stash is just a savings. Like, why does it have to be a savings?
If your spouse died.
I mean, that's just the circumstances in the story.
Especially if you have only one sole provider in a relationship.
Tell me. Can I answer the question? The reason being is because when the story came up, Gladys said that her mom talked to her about a rainy day stash, and it's a thing among women, and it's a woman thing. Like, not to say that humans and men and people just don't put their own stashes away for their own shit, but the idea of a rainy day stash in a marriage in case that you have to run from this nigga is an idea. Am I tripping? Or is that not a thing in woman shit? Am I tripping? That's not what you...
That's a thing. So, okay.
It's a thing, but not in my lifestyle.
Why would you be with somebody feel you gotta run away
from? Right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
life changes, situation. Go ahead, Billy.
So, you don't think no mothers ever told their sons to keep a little money on the side because this hoe be fishy? Like, come on, man. Like, off the rip. That's a culture. Like, you either choose to fuck with it or you don't. Like,
off the rip.
Millie, I'm not trying to say that I'm making a rule. I'm trying to say that I'm not, for a second, don't argue like it's my perspective. This is a story about a woman who had a rainy day stash from her mom's thing. That's something that I've heard of from women multiple times. When the story came off, Gladys said that as well. It is not a culture amongst men that their moms tell them, nor their fathers tell them, necessarily to keep a rainy day stash for when you have to get away from this chick. That is a culture for women in case, like, the nigga gets crazy abusive, mm-hmm. in case the nigga starts cheating, in case the nigga is not who you thought he was when the marriage took place. And, like, you don't think that, and you didn't get the prenup or whatever may have you, like... I'm not saying that your mom did, and I'm saying that every mom did.
I don't know.
But it is common for women.
But it's also for emergencies such as her husband. Yeah. It's not necessarily just an escape and the unpredictable events, yes. But it's also for emergencies such as your spouse.
Okay, so what is the emergency shit supposed to be used
like
for?
When your spouse is injured? Yes, you are gonna be there for him. Yeah, that's why I.
Is he not working? You supposed to tuck away a little money, and that's money that. Let me finish.
Okay.
You've been supposed to have been tucking away money, so when your spouse get injured, like you not working, he working, you tucking away money, so when he get injured, you can do shit for him.
It's not necessarily for when he gets injured. It's for when it's right. It's literally for, it can be vacation. It can be for injury. It can be for,
but it's for y'all.
Escape. It can be for anything. It can be for anything. Yes, he should be aware whether it's what it's going to be used for.
I think y'all are talking about a different fund.
It's not identified what it's going to be used for.
Oh, there's not
an identity of what the funds are going to be used for.
In the video, it was an escape fund.
That's why I disagree. Why did you not use it for your man?
Because it's a big deal, you should have used it.
Not the whole thing.
But some of it.
And he should agree on that. Like, look,
Yeah, but in the culture that I've heard, it's not for y'all, it's for the woman.
Okay, it's right, for the woman.
But when that happened, yes, it's for the woman. But when that happened, she should have took some of that to save her family. Yes.
I'm not sure. But
that's still her money. That's still for if everyone that, comes first. Yeah. That's still her money.
If it happens and she cares about him, she's going to use it for him. 100%. She is going to use it for him.
Cause that's still
grinding. Yeah, yeah. You day. Have it stashed for a reason, and for whatever reason you want to have right. it, and it literally is for that. It's an emergency.
But you got to stash. Listen though, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. You got to stash. That's for you, just in case me and you don't work out. You got this money. I even know you got 47 bands put to the side. Plus, after we divorce, you still get half of what I bring home. Mm-hmm. 47 plus what I'm bringing.
All right, you listen.
What is we talking about? What do you need an escape plan for if you already getting half, if you already thinking about escaping?
All right, yo, listen, y'all. I don't think we gonna ever come. I don't think we gonna ever come to an end. Real for a second.
It's day money.
Yo. I don't think
that's really his money.
It's day money.
We never gonna come to an end on that one. We y'all can keep saying the same thing over, but right, we can agree to disagree, or we can listen to when I hit the sound and move on to the next question. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do men block women?
What you mean?
Just like, period.
On the phone? Yeah, oh. I'll do that.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, absolutely. Yeah. I block hella times.
It's not feminine?
No, she not gay. I block females for sure.
It's not feminine, but it depends
on the situation for sure.
Yeah, it depends on the situation.
I don't think it's feminine. I just like that's how I drive out under your skin.
It could be. Bitch.
I don't think it's
not. So, it could be. Tommy.
Alrighty then. Well, that was simple, ladies. I've got a question for you. Yeah, love bitches all day. You don't have access to me. Like, you can't alter
they
shit.
They still always got access. Ooh, they find a way. Nah. Private call your ass. Damn, why you...
Nah. See? Anyway, ladies, wait. All the guys, chill out. Right. This is a question for the ladies. It's 5 things. Arrange them in order of importance, ladies. Dick size, money, looks, loyalty, and personality. It's for the ladies.
Okay.
Money, looks, loyalty, personality. Okay. Yeah, I gotta hold it.
Y'all want me to go first? I can go first.
Proceed. Loyalty.
Niggas, we're on the back burner, just so you know.
For sure.
Loyalty, one. What is it? Let me see him again. So I'm going to do...
Nobody else has any?
Loyalty, personality. Loyalty, money, personality, looks, dick size.
Is last?
Yeah.
Okay. She's tweaking. Okay, Kelsey. I'm not... Listen, bro. You don't need to know what the
dick size is. No, I'll pause. No homo shit.
Y'all trying to tell niggas to chill?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about... Look.
Millie, Gladys, Ash.
So we're doing it in an order? Is that what's going on?
Put it in order.
To your first.
Or no, I'm going to swap money and personality. So it's going to be, what was it? Loyalty, personality, money.
Okay.
What was the other two?
Looks and dick size.
And then dick size.
Okay.
I'm going to swap.
I believe you, friend.
Ooh,
I believe
you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think I'll say personality, loyalty, looks, money, dick size. Wait. This is why I can't have that.
Let me walk out of here. Wait.
Come on, Acid. You were about to cover. No, cover your ears, bro. Acid, give him a rub.
It's like coming in here.
No, okay. Go over there.
Not go over there. I'm
gonna say looks. Looks first. Personality. Loyalty. Dick size. Money. I'm gonna say money last because you always get your money up.
Oh, okay. Kelsey,
but how far you gotta get your money up though?
I was gonna say, Gladys and Millie, you going next? No, let me see this phone.
Yo, I'm not a materialistic person. Okay, come on, so guys. First of all, I'm gonna go with, I have to go with loyalty because I need it. And then I'm gonna go with personality. Where personality, it says a lot. That's the way you create the relationship that you have. Loyalty, you need it. Mm-hmm. Can you trust them? Loyalty is part of it. Mm-hmm. Personality, you're gonna distinguish whether or not you can be with that person. Yeah. Absolutely. Then I'm gonna go, I have to go with looks. If I'm not attracted.
No, but that looks should look, be first though, because look, that's off the eyes.
If I'm not attracted look, to though. You, I am not, I'm sorry, there's nothing more.
Real, come on.
I want that too.
Money equals off the good. Off the like looks, like off the first glance, like damn.
I get
good.
That, but I want to be attracted to you physically and emotionally. So I'm gonna go with the emotion part, that but I need that look.
More money though.
Give me a seat.
I absolutely am, because I can make my own fucking money. I don't care. So
I just can't be with nobody as ugly.
Then I'm gonna go with size. Then I'm gonna go with size, and then I'm gonna go with money. Over. That's just the way. It is. Money looks, for me is last. I don't care.
It's looks, yeah, loyalties, dick size.
Pretty much.
For real.
Personality, then money.
Looks, loyalty, dick size, personality, then money. Okay. Okay. All right, for the niggas, I'm going to turn it around on y'all before we really get to, like, breaking these things down and saying if we agree and think that everybody's we gonna have to switch dick size to like pussy goodness. The goodness of the, all right.
Or say body, say bodies.
No,
pussy. Nah, pussy.
Or we
goodness.
Just call it goodness. Pussy. Or you say goodness. Goddess. Call it the goddess.
Pussy juice.
No, dick
what
size.
What the fuck? No.
It, no, it's the rate of pussy goodness that
call
it is.
Call it the Valerie.
Who's the
guy? Y'all acting like they all win, like, because they don't. Alright, so listen. I'm going to tell you.
They don't. He's right. They don't.
I'm going to tell you that. Let me think. What's the most important? Y'all want me to jump it off? Y'all be wanting me to do this shit. Alright, so I'm going to say personality first.
For sure.
I'm going to say loyalty second. I'm gonna say pussy goodness third.
So.
Oh wait, no, I lied. Hold on. No, I lied. Wait a second.
That shit hard, ain't it?
That shit is low key.
No, I'm gonna say, yeah. No, what? How I do that? Like, no, you guys said when it's strong. I'm gonna say personality first. Look second, pussy goodness third, loyalty fourth, and money fifth. And money fifth. Yeah, probably.
He said first.
Yeah, probably.
I ain't gonna fake. I'm gonna go loyalty first. You gotta be loyal for sure. So that's gonna be one.
You ain't getting no bitches.
No, wait, damn, I ain't even see looks. You got it for me, no, ain't no life.
They
you got it.
No, they not loyal.
You got it. No, you got it. Yo, looks. You got to go looks. You got to go looks first, then loyalty. Loyalty. I don't know, bro. I ain't going to fake. This shit low-key is hard.
It is.
It's hard, yeah.
Okay. First, it's going to be...
Swing the DJ.
It's gonna be loyalty. No, it's gonna be looks first.
Looks first?
Yeah. No, let me take that back. Personality first, looks second. No, personality first, loyalty, looks, pussy, damn money.
And money last.
Okay. Swing the DJ.
I don't need it.
Alright, my fault.
Okay, DJ, alright, I'm waiting. Alright, didn't
it? No, I don't need it.
I need ISIS, nigga. Like, that's where you at?
What? No, I'm just saying, it's five things. I didn't need to look at it.
He got a good ass man.
This ice.
I mean, we repeated ourselves for sure. So
yeah, I repeated.
It's in
times.
It. Yeah.
I would go personality, looks, the sex.
The sex of loyalty?
Loyalty and
money. Same as me. All right, my nigga.
Money, yeah.
My nigga.
Loyalty.
I would go loyalty, pussy goodness.
Oh, shit.
Personality. Looks than money.
That pussy gotta be good for me to even talk to you. For real.
No,
how you
like
know
pussy,
the pussy good is
like
good.
In the third
that's
row.
What I'm saying. Bruh. If she don't,
like, if she don't got
the looks,
I feel like looks
that's why looks
first.
Go first before the pussy.
I feel like looks should be first. That's your first initial look.
Right.
Exactly. You look at somebody.
Looks go first. To this
anyway, you know if you're right. Fucking nigga off the look anyway. Like, okay, yeah, he look, yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
For me as a dude, the reason I why because I switched it. I put personality, then I put looks, and then I put pussy goodness. Then I right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, a chick could look good. So for me, a chick could look good. I go to talk to her. She'd be like the ugliest person in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like her list could be completely different. Like, you know what I'm
but
saying?
Off initial.
No, I'm gonna talk to
her,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and in order to report,
that's
that
how it even started. Because she looked good to you.
It's because she looked good.
That's how y'all even started anything.
Right. And just knowing that you look good, once I know that once I meet you, your personality can turn me off from even how you look.
Right.
Your personality goes first, and then your looks come second. Then it comes the pussy, and then it comes the loyalty.
So, give me an example of how you see personality across the room.
Oh!
No, Millie, you missing what importance means.
Right.
You missing what importance means.
I'm just talking about first encounter.
List them in importance. Yes, no, I'm not talking about first encounter. Yeah, anybody can get, if you look good, you might get me off the look. That's not that important. It is important because that's what got us here. What's more important is what keeps us here. That's your personality.
Right.
Okay.
Then it's your pussy. Because if you got good pussy and no personality, I'm going to hit you three times.
I need that loyalty.
You might get seven.
For that sex.
But you're going to be done for good.
Because then what if you fuck her and you find out she's not loyal? Right,
hold on.
What was your number one on your list?
Personality.
So, what I'm asking is, right?
You're talking about first attraction.
Looks first.
That's not what's the most important.
He's talking about the conversation. He's already in the conversation.
I don't care what first attracts me to somebody.
What attracts you.
You
can decide.
It's not that I don't care at all, but I'm saying it's not more important than what keeps me. Also, There have been people that I didn't just jump to off of, ooh, I seen you and you look great. There are some people I met and they continued. It was like, no, I like them. And I had to see about them.
Okay, I get it.
Personality to me is way more important than looks. Looks are second important. Pussy is after that.
Oh.
Then it becomes... Who you sharing all of this shit with?
You supposed to know that before you even get in that.
No.
Yeah.
Let me see that in my chart.
No, I can't worry about who you sharing some shit with before I have some.
Right.
Stop.
You said what?
Stop. I can't worry about who you sharing something with before I have some.
Why not?
That's how you because I ain't had none. You ain't sharing none that I ain't got. You can give it to whoever you want to.
On.
It's
no,
yours.
That's too personal. That's sex. Like, I didn't know what's going on. Like,
that
like,
is personal.
You mean that's personal
that is
as fuck. That's not just no. That's a soul tie.
As
I didn't know what the fuck you got going on. For
as a girl.
I agree. That just lets you know if he or she is being safe. It doesn't mean that he or she isn't sharing themselves.
What Kodak say? I gotta see if the pussy good before
I
cut.
You got
Kodak is the best.
I know I am. I get attacked.
That's how
I didn't know what the fuck you were going on.
Okay, so how would you identify that?
That's based on the shit I talked about. All right. That's basically the shit I talked about on here one time. When a nigga make a girl come, it's a certain shit that release in her brain that it's about attachment. That don't happen when a man like come. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's different. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a different thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas gain attachment from different shit. Article. Alright, girl. I will. I'll look it up and I'll send it to you for sure. Like I'll send you a couple.
The sex part is the last aspect
of it. And that's cool for you.
That's it, dude.
That's cool for you. I'm not saying that it's gotta be different from somebody.
I feel like it depends on the person.
But for me, like that matters. And then after that matters, cause like I've had chicks that I didn't hit. Like, and everybody has somebody that they've been with, just been with somebody else because they're not yours at the time that you was hitting them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody done had that. That's why loyalty come after it for me. Because at a certain point in time, like, there's a point in time that you can have some good pussy and it's not yours. And that's why loyalty doesn't matter as much as the looks and the personality and getting there. And money is last. I'm a nigga. Like, it's different for y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because money equals stability.
Well, just for women.
No, for women.
As a dude, we not necessarily looking for money out of the chick. We can live at whatever like level that we living at. Mm-hmm. For a chick, you want to live at whatever level that you want to live at. So the money is very important to y'all because y'all not necessarily looking to be put up. I ain't looking to be put up. Mm-hmm. As a dude. Yeah. I ain't saying that y'all looking to be
put up. I did say that, but
I mean, it's more common when it comes to the money. I feel like it's more common for the man to have that provider mode. Mm-hmm. But as an independent woman, she is gonna be stable with or without a man.
100%.
You know, and that's why I put money last.
But you look at that when you are looking for a man. You don't want a man that can't.
He's raising his hand, so I'm just like staying quiet.
No, y'all was finished.
Yeah, I said it.
My question is, like, you never hear a man say as an independent man. So, like, in the end, the goal for a man is to be with a woman at the end of it all. So, as an independent woman, is the end goal to be with a woman? So, like, when the money don't matter because you provide for yourself, is the end goal to be with a man? Or is the end goal to be just an independent woman?
Okay, so...
Because I can understand why if you put money last on the man list as a woman because you don't look for that because you're not looking for commitment. But generally, we all looking for commitment. So as a woman, the man, like, I just don't understand how it wouldn't be higher.
How do you not understand? It is a big deal when a man makes that commitment. First of all, for a man to make commitment, it is a big deal. It is a big deal for men. So, and back in history, for a woman to be independent, that's a motherfucking big deal. Because a woman was not allowed to have education. A woman was not allowed to have a job. A woman was not allowed to have anything at all but to be in the house. So, yeah. So, when a woman titles herself as an independent woman, it is a big deal. So, yeah. A man does not have to make that title and make that impression that, oh, yeah, as an independent woman, you know, because they didn't have to make that impression.
You said the title in itself?
Because of history. Here or then.
My question is the end goal.
A woman was not acknowledged for who they were.
You're correct.
They should take care of
themselves. As of right now, from history to now, a woman is looked at equally because now they have education, now they have a job, and now they're able to make the same kind of income a man can.
So, but in the past, as a right now's perspective, like
as a right now, it should be an equality. So yeah, because of history, a woman is going to express herself as an independent woman.
Can't help you or provide for you if you need to.
I feel like you should be a part of a good team. But humans absolutely that stand at home should take care of their team.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't feel like it should be like
my end goal is to be with a man, to be married. But I feel like as a single, as you said, you can be independent. You're single, shit. You ain't shit. You ain't got no choice.
What you gotta do? Yeah, it's single.
Take care of yourself.
You better take care of yourself.
But we also, as women, don't want a man that is not stable financially. That is unattractive.
You don't
want an unstable financial
That's a headache. That's already doing shit by myself.
Exactly.
It is unattractive.
Key.
And
it's
by myself then.
Okay, question.
Because of the equality. That's why it's become unattractive.
Please.
But in history, it's just like, I'm relying on you.
Okay.
But who wants to be with somebody that can't rely on
that? But that's just the way it was, though. Nowadays, it's not like that. Yeah. Now, there's actually a say-so. So.
I kind of caught the tail end of what y'all were saying. But I'm going to tell you, there's no way to be an independent woman in a relationship with a man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
I agree with
why
that.
Why you don't agree?
I agree with
I'm talking to her.
You can't be independent with somebody.
Oh, she you're in a relationship. My bad. I'm
that's
sorry.
What I said. There's no way to be an independent woman with a man.
Okay, you're with somebody.
So, all of this shit that we got
it's
to.
It's a partnership. I agree.
All of this shit that we got to from the conversation of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what it is in the order of what you're being with in the other sex. Being independent has nothing to do with that shit.
No, it don't. In my opinion. It's a partnership. It's not necessarily an independence because you're working with each other. You're in a relationship.
Yeah. I just wonder. Okay.
You was just trying to point that out, though.
I was pointing that out, and I wanted to... I was pointing that out. We're gonna get back to it, bro. We're gonna get back to it, bro.
All right,
listen. I got another topic for y'all.
Suck it.
All right, y'all. This is random. Skittles or Starburst?
I'm not a lot of them. That's not the case for you, so enjoy your beautiful wife, enjoy your beautiful kids, and never dwell on what we had. What we had is what we got. You got the ring, people know who you are. Enjoy. Because again, I was an idiot, and I've talked about this a long time. I lost my whole family. It's about 100,000 square feet myself. And that's what I got. But again, the way I was raised, tough, yeah.
Shaq was basically... talking to Jason Kelce about retirement, basically saying that he lost his whole family being dumb and shit while he was playing it in retirement and shit. Like, and I wanted to play it just on the strength, like, because I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, see how y'all felt about Shaq being vulnerable about his indiscretions, his cheating, and all that shit in the past tense. Like, cause he got a lot of, like, backlash, like, a lot of people was hating on.
Wow.
What? I mean, because he cheated on his wife.
I feel like that's really strong thing to do. To publicly own up to your fuck-ups as a man, that's big.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. That's not easy for a man to do.
And publicly.
Yeah.
But it's not easy for me to tell you that I did it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just...
Yeah,
it's not easy for a nigga to just to tell you.
Like, that's
to tell
that's
you.
Maturity.
That's right. That's
DJ, what's up?
That's a big deal.
No, DJ, what's up? DJ?
I'm
saying DJ today.
I agree. I just said it was funny because y'all get the same shit in the same different ways.
I'm sick of DJ. Nobody gonna say nothing? Like, no, alright. Okay, fine. We're gonna back.
What you think, though?
I love Shaq, personally.
Yeah, he cool dude, man.
I personally love Shaq. Like,
so,
no...
in this scenario, he actually did some shady shit, and he actually...
Well, he lost his family by cheating a lot.
Yeah.
Because he was in the league, though.
Why would you say it that way? He literally just said it that way.
Yeah, he said it a couple times.
I don't know about this recent time.
He not talking about...
He ain't talking about recent. He talking about ex-wife.
Shawnee?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I watched reality TV.
Oh, I never heard that.
Yeah. His wife was on reality TV. Oh. So he's done cameos. He's been a part of it. He said, like, yeah, he fucked up. He regrets it.
So in this clip, was he talking about Shawnee or was he married?
No,
to
his girl.
I don't know nobody else but Shawnee. Oh, yeah, his ex-wife. I don't. Yeah, he have another ex-wife.
No, that's Shawnee's his only ex-wife. Oh, Shawnee's it.
So this is not like Shaq's been doing this.
She was on reality TV a minute ago. This
like 2009.
What I'm saying. Like, I'm
sorry.
Yeah. So maybe he's done it again and now
She married to somebody else.
Exactly. Like a minister or pastor or something.
Yeah.
Every time
that, because I got sisters that watch reality TV.
DJ, you was
him? Just Shaq. Shaq admitting to that?
Yeah.
No, I don't give a fuck. I just.
I didn't think you gave a fuck, DJ.
I didn't know. He just.
I wasn't him either.
I was him, though.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean. I thought that shit was like.
I was on some like, damn, this is Shaq. Why wasn't
it
Shaq been doing
it? It is still good shit.
Shaq been doing it though. I wasn't aware. They was divorced in like 2009. Ben said that shit.
Well, you know, sometimes you think you hold it for a minute. Like, as a nigga, I know I done held it before. Like, I ain't say it. Like,
she definitely the one that got away.
We divorced in 2009.
She's hurt.
Hurt by
yeah.
She got away?
Hmm? I got an extra.
She the one that got away.
Back then, they don't know that I think I did some wrong.
That's your ex. That ain't your wife, though, gang.
She the one that got away.
That shit's funny right there.
Yeah, maybe you want to your wife back. You would get remarried to your wife?
Would I get remarried to her if I got a chance? If I fucked up and she want to remarry me? Hell yeah, I'm taking it. If I fucked up and she turned me? If I fucked up as a man and she telling me that she want to get remarried to me, yeah, I'm remarried. I ain't fucking up.
If you had a wife and your wife, like, do you know how I feel? So don't jump on my neck. You got had a wife and you got divorced from your wife, or yeah. You got divorced from your husband. Uh-huh. Y'all would remarry them maybe down the line.
Remarry the same person?
Yeah.
It depends.
I know somebody.
You just
like
said
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Sure.
Did.
Hell.
Well, I know not your particular.
No, no, I'm just probably no, just him.
Okay. Yeah, Don.
Maybe.
Kelsey.
It depends. No.
Yeah, me neither.
Why you?
No.
I don't know.
Because the ex is an ex for a reason. I'm sorry, their ex for a reason.
No.
What if they?
You wouldn't spend a black. I'm gonna spend a blacker.
People change.
Shit, I'm spending.
Listen, I don't believe
you
in
have your chance.
Because I look at Shaq.
Everybody can't tell everybody at once.
Because like, look at Shaq though. Like he learned from his fuck ups.
It doesn't matter.
So like, if Shawnee was open to remarriage, I'm pretty sure Shaq would jump on that shit. But she's not. Open to it. So yeah, I don't see nothing wrong if that person has grown, elevated, learned from their mistakes, and they want to be a better person. Why not? Yo, we got kids together. Why not?
Mm-hmm. I agree with
that. Okay, so Kelsey, in your example, Shaq was the one that cheated.
Right.
Shawnee the one that won't remarry him.
But that's what I'm saying.
Let me finish. You talked. You said your whole side.
I did, but you leaving out a part I said. I said, if
no,
the person
let
was open.
Me finish.
Go ahead, Jason.
You fucked up.
I didn't. I said that in my statement. I said, if the other person is open to it, but go ahead.
I heard you, and you're going to say it again.
Go ahead.
So. Okay. Shaq being the other person that fucked up and admitted Shawnee not remarrying that nigga.
Exactly. But what I said was if the other person was open to it, then yes, they should give him another chance if that's what they wanted to do. That's what I said. I was referring to Shawnee being open to remarrying Shaq. That's what I was referring to in my statement.
So what I'm saying is, as the other person, if I had to get divorced, because I don't believe in divorce, like, if for some reason it was a gun put to my head, cause that's what it would take.
That's what it would take?
To get a divorce?
you would have to put a gun to my head or a needle with the lethal injection to my arm or something else that was lethal.
I'm feeling it though, because you get married. Like, you're married for a reason.
DJ, so how many times have I talked about it? DJ, you know I don't believe in divorce.
What if she cheats? You
gotta
get a divorce?
Hell no. For cheating? Yes.
Yeah.
What you mean? Yes. For real, I know how you feel. I know how you feel. I feel different about marriage. I feel different about marriage. Cheating?
Yes.
Hell no, that's not even close to divorce. I wouldn't even
divorce to you.
I'm not even necessarily breaking up with my girlfriend for cheating.
What the fuck?
Was you doing getting revenge or you just gonna work through it?
I am probably gonna get revenge.
No.
Hey, man. Come here.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's
better. Okay.
Then we just gonna be cheating for the rest of the day. Whoa. We just gonna be cheating the whole time.
You're no, not. You cheated first. And I'm gonna come
you know that, right?
And have sex with
somebody. Wait. Whoa. Wait.
By doing that, you know.
Wait.
Whoa. I have to say, I don't give a fuck. You know you're only causing a battle, right?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can I ask you the question?
Yeah.
Because you the woman, you talking to me the man. So if I'm the man in a relationship, me, you talking to me, I'm Jason.
I'm
man.
I'm Jason.
I had a girl. My girl cheated on me.
Yes.
My girl cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
And my response wasn't cheating and throwing it in her face. It was just cheating back to make myself feel good. Who caused the battle?
She did.
Okay, thank you. You said you only started the battle. That's what I'm saying.
I know, you're causing a battle.
I know, she caused a battle.
My point is, why not end it? Why would you just cheat? It's almost a vendetta.
Can I answer you?
No.
No, stop.
Because you're causing a battle.
Gladys, it's not a battle.
No,
it's over at that point.
At that point, what you do is you decide whether or not, I disagree.
Can I answer? Who are you telling?
I'm cracking.
She fucked up.
Gladys,
to stay with
stop
her.
For a second. For a second.
She fucked up, okay? She fucked up, and you decide, okay, well, I'm going to cheat. So now you're causing a battle instead of breaking up with her.
Both of y'all stop.
You should've did.
Both of y'all stop.
No, you need to leave. Like that doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. It just doesn't.
Gladys.
Why don't it?
Because it doesn't make
sense. Stop.
It doesn't make no sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
You need to, that gives you the decision as to whether or not you're gonna stay with her and forgive her. Because you're in that relationship.
Dead.
Or if it's dead, then that's what you need
then
to make it.
You need
it.
To move along.
You need to make it dead. Not, I'm going to cheat on her and stay with her. That doesn't make no sense.
You cheated first. The score is tied 1-1.
If she fucked up,
you gotta cheat and move
if
along.
If she fucked up,
watch that.
You need to move on.
Can I ask you a question?
Can I ask y'all a question?
Go ahead, sit down for a second. Can I ask y'all a question?
Yes.
Why didn't, if y'all logic is the woman, y'all speaking as women, y'all speaking to men, and what men would do in response to a woman cheating. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is that we should move on if y'all cheat.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Nope.
And no, that gives you the decision to whether you should stay with her or not.
I'm against cheating.
So yeah, me too.
I'm against it too. I don't care. I'm objective.
But I do agree with that.
Did you hear the question? Stop. Did y'all hear the question I asked?
But I am hearing it.
The question I said is if a woman cheat.
Mm. Okay.
Y'all are saying that the man is to what?
Decide whether or not he wants to be with her.
And then from that point forward, he should not cheat if he decides he wants to be with her.
That's how females think.
If he wants to cheat,
stop.
He should pack it up and keep moving.
Stop. So, when the woman was in a relationship with a man and had the opportunity to cheat, why didn't she break up with that man after she cheated?
Nobody's saying that she's right, but when Gladys...
Hey, I didn't ask you who is right, Kelsey.
I'm answering your question, though.
No, you're not.
I am, though.
No, you're not.
Gladys said, then you have the opportunity.
Hey, Kelsey, don't talk to me about what you're saying. I'm going to ask you the question again.
I'm answering a question.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're deflecting.
No, I'm not.
The question is, don't talk to me about nothing else other than a woman's decision. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't the woman break up with the man?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to answer it the best way I know how to answer it. And the best way I know how to answer it is the woman is still wrong for cheating. But when you find out that she cheated, you now have the opportunity.
When who finds out that she cheated?
The man. He now has the opportunity to decide if he wants to stay with her or not. And if he chooses to stay, cheating is not okay.
Kelsey, you stop talking for a second.
Okay.
No, baby. I'm gonna start eliminating women in this conversation for a second. Now.
If you choose
If the woman... If you're telling a man to break up before he cheats, I'm wondering how you don't tell a woman to break up before she cheats.
But that wasn't that.
Kelsey!
That's not the point.
No!
That's not the point.
Wait a second.
You're twisting it.
What was the original question?
No.
What?
That was not the original question.
How did I just... You can't, stop!
You're not gonna win, gang.
No, you stop.
You're not gonna win.
Don, you stop.
He twisted it. No.
What was the original question?
Okay.
You're not gonna win, Oz. Just stop.
Gladys, the thing that I said, and Millie, because I want you to respond to it. I said, if a woman cheats, right? That's the scenario, right, Gladys?
Go ahead.
I don't even understand why you're upset.
She fucked up.
If a woman cheats, she cheated. Now, the man doesn't get to cheat on her.
Nope.
Let me finish.
Yep.
Then my question is, instead of a woman cheating, why didn't she just break up with the man?
She should have. She should have. But when he finds...
No, stop. I'm asking Gladys, because you already gave your answer.
Gladys answered.
No, she didn't. She was angry. And so I'm asking, why didn't the woman break up with the man first?
Why didn't the woman break up with the man first?
Yeah, like why is it...
I have no clue because I'm not that type of woman.
So there's, y'all don't have a rule for the woman that a woman should break up with a man before she cheats?
I'm going to tell you the reason why. I cannot relate to her.
That is the rule.
I can't relate to her. I'm relating to the fact that if a person cheats, you need to decide whether
you
or not
you
should
broke
be with
up
that
first.
Person.
I would take that. Answer then.
My answer is the same. If a woman should not cheat, she shouldn't cheat. But if she does cheat and the person decides to stay, it's not okay to do tit for tat cheating.
Thank you.
It's not okay to do tit for tat cheating.
You're deciding to fucking forget.
All right, Gladys and Kelsey. Can I ask you a question?
Can we just...
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I can't relate either. Like,
all right, put it like this.
I can't relate.
Say if your nigga cheated and then he tell you, what you gonna do? You gonna cheat on him or you gonna accept him? And then you not gonna cheat back.
You gonna break up with him.
You don't break up with him.
It's not that the nigga, nobody told
you. I'm like, once you cheat, I can't trust you. Like, I feel like loyalty is loyalty. Whether it's your girl or your niggas.
That's why I chose loyalty.
Right. Millie,
That's why I chose loyalty first.
All right, hold on, y'all. Millie, what's your thoughts?
For that fucking reason. I chose loyalty first.
Yeah, you shouldn't cheat. But it's typically with a nigga, though. Like, if a nigga tell me that he cheated on me, if I accept him back, if I say it's cool, then I can't, then go back and cheat on him.
What's
like,
your definition of cheating?
It's not a go.
All right.
Anything you don't want me doing.
All right.
That's a good question, bro. That's a good question. What's your definition of cheating?
Anything that you wouldn't like me doing.
Okay, all right, so I'm done with the women. Don?
Anything.
I'm done with the women. Don.
You definitely can't cheat on me. It just sounds like you can just do whatever you want at my expense.
Right. No, Don, don't stop responding to the woman. I'm asking you, the girl cheat on you, what is your response? You're breaking up or you're cheating back and then breaking up? Or you're cheating back and then trying to figure it out?
They're all viable options. Personally, probably
all.
I would probably end up. I probably had to break up. What you mean?
No, I'm listening.
I'm cheating back. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
I can't come you. I can't trust you.
Wait, time out. Stop for a whole goddamn second. Just because you a shitty cheater doesn't mean that, like, when you cheated on me and I knew that you cheated on me, when I cheat back, you know that I cheated back. So just know that.
But why do it, period? Why not just...
Whoa! Because I have an ego.
To stay if you gonna cheat.
Oh, man. Kelsey, yo, so no, stop, you, stop. No, you want to answer? The answer for people that cheat back.
That's the whole discrepancy. Is the cheating.
Kelsey, let me finish though.
All right.
The reason that people cheat back in a relationship is generally because they like the person that they with and they delusionally want to make it work with the person that they with. And even if the person that cheated on them, they have a delusion or a dream or an idea in their head of what can take place with that person. So they gonna try to fix they self and how they feel on the inside, probably doing some toxic shit to make them.
That's toxic, yeah.
Yeah, but let me finish though.
Okay.
But they gonna probably do some toxic shit to make, because you just did some toxic shit.
Yeah.
And they gonna probably do some toxic shit so they can feel like, all right, well, at least we equal, and now we can continue as equals. But you don't have one up on me, because y'all talking like one up on me don't matter in life.
Yeah, that's
your thing. And as a human being, yeah, generally speaking, as a human being, when somebody got one up on you, you break up with them. Or you even the score.
I can't fuck with you. That to me?
I didn't say, no. I didn't say that y'all will, but as humans, you either get away from them or you even the score.
That to me is one, a lack of communication, and two, There's no relation. I didn't say that. I said it's delusional, right? But what is it? That's not love. I didn't say it's love. I said it's delusional. I'm just saying, and yeah, it is toxic. One, it's a lack of communication.
Delusional.
You're not in love with that.
No one said that.
I'm just saying.
That's clear and that's obvious, and it's not even in contention.
I'm just saying, like,
that's not even.
There's
like,
no possible way you're in love with that person.
No,
for you to actually feel that you have to, like, get back to them, or you can't communicate.
Yeah, but that's not what.
Or to even cheat. Period. Yeah. From the jump, that you couldn't love me.
No,
fucking cheat back from the jump. No fucking way. You cheated in the first place.
Yeah. No fucking way. No.
The whole thing is that everybody that's with each other isn't, like, necessarily in love or doing all them things. Like, it's a lot of things that take place. Y'all got anything to say to these people before we get up out of here?
I love you guys. Happy Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? My birthday in a couple weeks.
Type shit.
I'm turning up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Oates. You know what I'm saying?
Couple
shout
of
out
weeks. To my what, sister. Wait, when is it? When
March 10th. That's on a Sunday for y'all who don't know. Put a countdown on your Instagram. For 1K.Rally on the gram. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all for tuning in. We love you guys. We'll be back next week. All right. That's all I had to say.
Here. Anybody else got something to say before we get out of here?
I think he summed it up for his own. Hey,
take care of yourself, practice your hobbies.
Talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. Drink water. Always keep it positive. If the motherfuckers force you to go bad,
fuck some shit up, my nigga.
But apparently don't cheat back, my nigga.